Isn't that something? They can call big girls out like that and nobody has a problem with it.
Mm-mm. And big girl right here, right here.
Well, it's cool to say big girl, but you say fat girl, you in trouble.
Oh, that's big the problem? Say. If you say big girl.
And what about thick?
Well, you know, you teetering when you call somebody thick. Right in the, you're right in the middle of thick and big, you know, thick and fat. It's more like that or a fig.
And men don't like big guy.
No.
Not when you're a fat guy. You don't really.
No,
like
you really
guy.
Don't.
Especially
like
when guy. You're coming out of gym or coming out of Popeyes with a family dinner. You don't want to hear
for
a big
one.
Guy.
Yes.
And right. Chunky is never acceptable.
Never,
I don't care if girl or boy. No, Chunky is never acceptable.
What's husky?
And what bothers me is they always call you big, like Big Lavelle, like it's a small Lavelle somewhere. You know.
And I'm guilty of calling you that too, so I apologize.
It's okay.
He's letting you know he remembers.
I worked it out.
And a psychiatrist, they work things out.
We're working it out. I'm just like the Tory brothers. They had they unsung together, boy. That's.
Did you see it?
No.
couldn't watch it.
I was just like
too close to home.
I don't know. Didn't
y'all grow up in the same area?
Kinda. They grew up like on Enright. When I knew Guy, he wasn't no comedian. When I first knew him, it looked like he sold. He was the first salesman at KNG. He had the little jacket on.
He does look like
suit.
That.
Mm-hmm. He had that little suit on. It looked like it all came together with jacket, vest, shirt, socks, and shoes. And bow tie, and he was at my show. He looked like he was 107 years old. Then he's going to come over and say, he's going to say he was Joe Torre's little brother. I was like, little brother? I thought you was his granddaddy. You know, then he started getting successful, got some money, got some teeth in his mouth. Yeah.
And
hey, black folks always get teeth in their mouth that don't fit them. He had teeth that should be on a brother who's 6'7".
He does have some big choppers. He got some... You're right about that.
He
got
to
sleep with a mouth guard. He bite his whole face off.
So you know he's telling the truth. Guy got some big, big choppers.
We love you, Guy.
I love Guy. That's my friend. That's my brother. But the thing about it, the story about them fighting all the time is true, though. It's true. It's hilarious because I think Guy invited me to Joe's birthday party, but he didn't show up because... they was arguing. I say, well, why you invite me? I'm just putting the guests together, and I ain't coming. I'm like, for real? Because Joe Torre, I always be indebted to him because he got me on Def Jam. He reached out for his St. Louis brothers to put him on. Uh-huh. So he got me on Def Jam, so I always thank him for that. You know, and Guy's a good friend. You know, they good people, man. They hometown boys. But, you know, I say, man, y'all need to stop all that fighting. I don't even know why y'all arguing like that.